Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. So, might be a pop song, might be a Broadway show tune, might be a familiar tune from the world of classical music even. And Bruce rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Tim Kellogg is joining us from Citrus Heights, California. Tim, welcome.
Oh, glad to be here.
And Tim, what's your musical background?
Oh, I grew up playing piano and eventually went to college and got my degree in music.
And does music play a part in your current life?
Yes, I'm a piano technician here in Sacramento.
Aha, piano technician, which is different from saying piano tuner, because you not only tune pianos, but you give them tune-ups, in effect. You make sure everything's working right.
Yeah, most tuners are calling themselves technicians. Yeah, I could say I'm the piano tuner. That's what most people would call me.
Well, Tim, great to have you with us today. Here comes your piano puzzler. Now,
okay.
Tim, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help brainstorming about the tune or the composer, we can give it a shot together.
Okay.
Tim Kellogg, here's your piano puzzler. Tim, first of all, is our piano in tune?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
I think it sounds in tune, too.
So, Tim, what do you think?
Somebody's brother, Jack.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so,
that's exactly right.
So the old French kid song, the folk song,
mm-hmm.
Frère Jacques, brother
mm-hmm.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But in whose style has Bruce rewritten that?
Oh, it sounds so much like Debussy. I would have to go with him.
Yes, well, you should go with him. Yeah. It is Debussy. In fact, it's actually based very closely on a famous prelude of Debussy, a particular one. Do you happen to know that one?
Well, I heard the whole tones in there. I think there was it Fouillé Mort or something like that. But
Well, it's something like that because it's in French.
Right. Yeah, right.
No, it's called Footsteps in the Snow.
Okay.
And the opening... And all of the chord progression.
Right.
Those things are from Footsteps in the Snow. And then, of course, Frère Jacques is nice because those are whole tones. But then these are not.
It took me a long time to get it.
Well, it's very slow. But you didn't take a long time. You got it when the piece was over anyway.
No, and first guess of the tune and first guess of the composer, too. So, Bruce, any other Debussy-isms woven in here?
Well, I think the whole tone scale that was mentioned is very important.
And what is a whole tone scale?
A whole tone scale is, for those who know their whole tones, is a scale with no half step. So, for example, the major scale has a half step here and here. And these are whole tones. So if we connect them with only whole tones, we end up with that. You can only have two whole tone scales because you come right back to where you were You know, so they're very limited in their transposition. And they're very popular with French composers. Debussy was the first to use it a lot, and then Messiaen became obsessed with them. And so that's one thing. The other is parallel harmonies, such as this. You know, a parallel harmony, if you had a device that just played one chord, let's say it was a piece of wood with pegs in it, and it could only play this, and you moved it around the piano, so you were not in any one key, you were playing the same harmony in parallel keys, that would be a parallel harmony. And it's a very good device if you work at a hotel lobby, and the piano, that is. Because you can play parallel chords and also have a conversation with somebody. And you say, well, I did go to Juilliard, but now I'm free almost every evening. What are you doing?
Frère Jacques, in the style of Debussy, and not just in the style of Debussy, but with a lot of quotes from that particular prelude by Claude Debussy called Footsteps in the Snow. Tim Kellogg, you got the song, you got the composer, 100% on the Piano Puzzler. Well done.
Thank you.
Tim Kellogg from Citrus Heights, California, thank you very much for joining us. And what's your public radio station?
KXPR.
Tim, thanks a lot. And we're going to have to bring you back for the Champions round, I think.
Thanks.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
So long, Fred.